If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And I gotta defend my guy Dave Sims. Boomer killing him for taking a weekend off in Sacramento? If the guy's gonna skip any series this season, and he has every right to, I don't care if it was his dream job or it's his first year here, he's worked a million years in this business. If he's gonna take a series off, why not Sacramento against the freaking A's? So Boomer giving Dave Sims crap for taking a series off? Come on now.
Maybe he had something special to do as well.
Well, I was following him on social media. So the Yankees are in Seattle. They're playing a three-game series against the Mariners. Dave, of course, called Mariner games for a very long time. I think it was like 16 or 17 years. So he went back to Seattle early to spend some time with family and with some friends. But I completely disagree with Boomer on this, making a big deal out of Dave Sims taking a weekend off.
Yeah.
Howie Rose takes like 30% of the season off. And I got no issue with that. I love Howie. Gary Cohen's taking day. Everybody take. Boomer took off on Friday. What are we doing here? Dave can't take off in Sacramento. That's ridiculous.
I guess you just assume that a play-by-play guy works every game, but they don't. So why Boomer should know that, shouldn't he?
I don't know. Given Dave Sims
and why was he
crap.
So upset? Because of the importance of the series?
I don't know. Was he upset or was he just
I wouldn't say upset.
Him?
I think he was more just shocked to hear Emmanuel highlights go. I thought this was your dream job, Dave. It's the
well,
first
it is
year.
His dream job, but he's
but
also
I agree.
He's broadcasted for 100 years.
Also,
he can't take any vacations. He's not allowed.
Also,
come on.
I'm big on this. Give Dave a couple days off. He wants to take a couple more off in August. Get his pipe strong for October. That's it. Give him a couple days off this week and lay off Dave.
I'm with you on
hey
that.
Now.
Hey now indeed. And I'm sure tonight's going to be emotional for him personally because he called Mariner games for a very long time.
Yeah, he did.
Here's going to be the real test, Dave. Real test tonight. So Dave, getting to learn Dave as a broadcaster, because from afar I would hear his great calls on home runs and whatnot. I wasn't listening to him all the time during Mariner games. Dave will downplay and low-key the opponent. Okay, a lot of broadcasters do this. He does this. He low-keys the opponent. Like, it's a base hit up the middle and the Rays take a 3-1 lead.
You have to kind of do that, though.
Well, what does he do tonight?
You have to do it because otherwise you're loud and screaming and it's exhausting, I can imagine.
Yeah, no, I think there's different strategies, though. Like John Sterling and Howie, to a degree, too, don't downplay the opponent as much.
Right.
But a lot of broadcasters do. There isn't a right or wrong way. It's kind of your individual preference. But he low-keys the opponent. But does he low-key the Mariners tonight? He was there for a long time, Sean.
It's a good question. And here would be my other question. Video tribute?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely getting a video tribute. Now, in Seattle? Of course he is. He was there for a long time.
So I agree. But if you're a Mariner fan, and Dave's a great voice, right? And think about it. You had that great a voice calling games. Is this a boo spot?
No.
No chance.
Dave left you for the big bad Yankees?
No.
It's like he turned his back on you.
How are they going to boo him?
During the video tribute. You left us for the Yankees?
They're not booing Dave Sims.
Baseball, everybody hates you when you leave for the Yankees.
You're nuts. They're not going to boo him. I am curious to listen to the broadcast tonight and hear if he like talks about Mariner players with the nicknames. Like, oh, you know, J-Rod does this and J-Rod does that.
Why wouldn't he? Of course he will.
Because
it gives a... a richer broadcast.
But it's the enemy.
When you have local knowledge. Enemy? I mean, it's the opponent.
But you use your knowledge to help make a stronger broadcast.
Right, 100%.
Well, there you go. Either point is, I'm on Dave Sims' side. It's okay to him take a weekend off. And I also think it matters when you take the weekend off. They were playing the Athletics in Sacramento.
They lost one of those games, by the way.
They did. They also scored 175 runs.
That's true. Aaron Judge had 2 home runs in that game they lost.
And how about that grass seating? Boy, they didn't have that many people there for the Mets.
I'll tell you this about the A's. They're sneakily a good little team, mm-hmm. and they're playing in a minor league ballpark. And if they make the playoffs, which is on the table, because the AL West feels very wide open, can you imagine them playing playoff games in that thing?
Now, that's a road trip. Yankees,
this
Sacramento.
This is already the second time, right? The Yankees have been in a minor league stadium.
Yeah. Well, their own minor league stadium with the Rays. The Rays thing is so different to me because, and maybe I'm able to separate this and I'm able to just say it is what it is. There was a hurricane that ruined their stadium. Right. They're in the same market. Yes, they're playing in a minor league stadium, but there really weren't any other great alternatives. The A's played in a gigantic baseball stadium. They announced the move to Vegas.
Yep.
Now they're in a city that has nothing to do with Vegas. They're in Sacramento. They're in a minor league ballpark. The whole thing feels just far worse than what the Rays are going through. But either way, check that out. Yankees A's playoff series is going to be fun when they have to go to Sacramento.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sacramento. We'll get to some issues and controversies around the great Francisco Lindor in 5 minutes. But let's get to some of your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Edgar on Long Island. How are you, Edgar?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
What are the chances Tom Thibodeau actually makes a lineup change? I mean, we all remember against the Atlanta Hawks in that playoff series, he stopped going to Alfred as starter and finally switched up to Derrick Rose. Some people said it might have been a little bit too late. Do you think he might make that choice too late this time to go with the double big lineup? And one last thing, if you take Mitchell Robinson's 40% free throw shooting and you add it up to Jalen Brunson's, 85%, 90%? You get 120%, and then that gives the Knicks a 100 chance. That gives the Knicks a 95% chance to beat the Celtics in Game 4.
Hey, getting fuzzy with math, man. I like it, Edgar. Getting fuzzy with math.
I think what you need to do, Tommy, I don't know how edited it can be, but I think you need to show Tiki and the audience the famous Scott Steiner math promo. Because Edgar's phone call, I think, is based, and what Tommy's point was, is very much based on a wrestling promo from about a decade and a half ago in which Scott Steiner, a professional wrestler, did this whole thing about math, and it was so stupid and over the top, it was hysterical.
Yeah, how he was going to beat Samoa Joe. My 110% is better than your 90%, so I got to pull it up.
Hopefully. Pull it up.
Well, he wouldn't have cursed because it was a wrestling.
Yeah, there's no curse. I don't think you have to worry about that. But I think we need to explain it to the audience because that was a good one by
you. Fat asses. Let me pull out now.
To his point about will he make the change? Because there's a difference between Tiki and I and anybody in the audience suggesting a lineup change.
Or even someone inside the organization suggesting a lineup change.
That's right.
Versus him doing it.
Yeah. Elfrid Payton is a great example. So for anyone who forgot, in the 21 series against Atlanta, Elfrid was the starting point guard. And he would start the game. He'd play 5 or 6 minutes. He'd be absolutely terrible. Yeah. And then he would come out for Derrick Rose. And we're all screaming, like, what are we doing here? Like, why is Elfrid Payton starting games? And after game two, remember the Knicks lost game one. They won game two at Madison Square Garden. Going into game three against Atlanta, Tibbs finally pulled the plug on him. And not only did he not start, we actually never saw him again.
Wow.
Like, he disappeared from the face of the earth. I'm just kidding. He just didn't play in the series again. I agree with our last caller. I'm very skeptical that Tom Thibodeau makes that change. I think he should. I don't think he will.
I think he's scared about the scoring. Scored what he's going to miss in scoring by not having Josh Hart out there. But it's not like Josh Hart is going to make a difference in how the ball is. I mean, him not being out there is going to make a difference how the ball is being moved around, whose hands you really want the ball in early in games to get efficient scoring. It's not Josh Hart.
No, I get you. Here is the Scott Steiner promo that has led to all the math discussions. You let me know when you're bored, because it's about a minute long, okay?
Go ahead.
Here he is, Scott Steiner, back in the old days.
See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at sacrifice. See, but I'm going to break it down for all you ladies. Would you rather be with me?
All right, that's enough.
He's going to talk about his freaks and peaks now.
You get it now?
That's great math,
bro. Yeah. So if you take Mitchell Robinson's free throw, I can't even try. Edgar actually did a good job of trying that. Let's go to Lorenzo in Keyport. How are we feeling, Lorenzo?
Well, if they go 2 for 5, if he goes 2 for 5 and Mitchell grabs 3 rebounds and gets 6 or 7 points on transition, it's plus for the Knicks. So, you know, then we're in a tariff war with Boston and everything is thrown out the water. So I think that place stinks.
Yeah, but the tariffs will be taken off next week, so it's all good.
Reciprocal or not really. But anyway, Evan. Look, I'm going to pull out the Kenyon Martin ghost for the first pick tonight. I gave you the Kenyon Martin jersey. I was low-key trolling for a first-round pick because it's 25 years since we got him. What are you wearing tonight? I will wear the same outfit. I don't care. Whatever it takes.
I am wearing a black Brooklyn Nets t-shirt. The one thing I'm trying to figure out, Lorenzo, is the lottery starts at 7. There's a little bit of fluff, so figure it starts at about 7:10, 7:15. Mm-hmm. I am driving home. And the way I normally do things with sports is I DVR it. And I just pause it so I can go home.
But you can just listen to this and know.
I could, but I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Well, I am going to do that, but I can't drive. Because if I drive, I can be very easily distracted by looking at the logos of the envelopes coming up.
So you're just going to sit here?
No, I'm going to pull over on the hutch at about 7:07, assuming I'm on the hutch. I'm going to pull over onto the shoulder, and I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to watch.
Wow. You're sick.
I'm a loser.
There is a part of me that wants to continue driving, and here's why. One of my other great moments as a Net fan, even though it didn't work out, but in the moment it was great, was the Kevin Durant signing.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about Kevin Durant signing while listening to WFAN's Richard Neer driving on the hutch. So if I'm on the hutch, there could be good vibes.
Right. So just listen.
No, I'm going to do that. I'm going to pull over to the side of the road. That's my plan.
Because you want to watch.
I need to watch it. Yeah, I can't listen to it. I can't have it be described.
And what happens if, as you're pulled over on the hutch, a state trooper approaches the car and interrupts the lottery?
I'm going to tell him, hold on.
That'll go over well.
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.